More news stories now, including celebrations for a community that has brought life into a city building. And the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital is to ask for help in paying off the gaping jaws of PFI. But first, a man is arrested after a stabbing in the street.
A man in his 20s who was reportedly stabbed in the back during a city attack was taken to hospital with serious injuries. Police arrested a man aged in his 30s in connection with the incident, which happened in Gertrude Road. Five police cars, a forensics van and armed officers attended the scene. A Norwich police spokesman said, "The victim, a man in his 20s, has been taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital for treatment with what are described as serious injuries."
Promoting Norwich as a destination for businesses which are keen to relocate has been highlighted as a key goal of the refreshed Norwich Business Improvement District, BID. BID Executive Director Stefan Gurney said, "We are looking at how we can commercially promote the city and market Norwich as a business destination. We have a real aspiration to showcase all the things Norwich has to offer. The value, the skill sets, the infrastructure, the cost of living, and the well-being benefits. We have to decide how we promote that to the marketplace. To help bolster the talent pool available in the city, the BID will work with businesses and education bodies to develop skills among young people and is planning sector conferences to better understand the issues facing industries, the first of which will focus on leisure. He believes the city could style itself as a place for research and development to bolster its appeal to businesses."
Dozens of sporting clubs, charities and other good causes are to benefit from a £32,000 pot raised at last year's Aylsham show. During a presentation at Aylsham Football Club, 46 organisations were given cheques of between £250 and £3,000. Simon Evans, the show's chairman, said, "We are delighted to be able to give £32,000 to mostly local deserving charitable causes. This satisfies one of the objectives of the Aylsham show, along with the promotion and education of agriculture to the public and support for the Aylsham Recreation Ground, which was donated to the town by the Gouda family, and which is where the show began. Among the recipients were Ipswich-based Fresh Start New Beginnings, which will use its £750 donation to help children affected by sexual abuse. Child bereavement charity Nelson's Journey received £500, which it will use to buy books for its library at its Smiles House headquarters in Little Plumstead. Many of the recipients are involved in running the show, volunteering for tasks including parking, manning the gates and running attractions."
The county's busiest hospital will seek help to pay its massive debt to the firm which built it after it predicted it would end the year tens of millions of pounds in the red. Mark Davies, Chief Executive of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, said he would ask the body which oversees NHS trusts what help was available after he told directors the hospital was set for a £27.3 million deficit for 2017-18. They had planned to finish the financial year with a £3.6 million deficit. Mr. Davies said this was mainly down to operational costs and missing out on expected performance-based funding. But the £20 million paid towards the hospital's private finance initiative, PFI debt, through which the NNUH was built, put it further into the red. Mr. Davies said, "My personal view is I'm a great supporter of the PFI in that it gets us one of the nicest hospitals I've worked in. But it does come at a cost. The debate we want to have with NHS improvement is if we can get help with the PFI."
Soft drinks giant Britvic will pay costs of between £35 and £40 million as part of a programme of change which includes moving production away from Norwich, a business update has revealed. In its quarter one trading statement, which covers the company's performance up to December the 24th, the Robinson squash maker said turnover had increased 3.3% year on year, but the closure of its Brackendale factory, along with new warehousing and new lines, would see it incur heavy short-term costs. However, Britvic said the business capability programme would see it transform its supply chain and deliver significant cost and commercial benefits. Britvic's departure will lead to the loss of more than 230 jobs, and site neighbour Coleman's will leave in 2019.
A rare first edition of the first ever Biggles book, where the daring adventures of the fictional First World War flying ace began, has been sold at auction for three times its pre-sale estimate. The Camels Are Coming was the first book to feature Captain James Bigglesworth, nicknamed Biggles, of the Royal Flying Corps. It went under the hammer at Keys Fine Art Auctioneers in Aylsham and was sold to a telephone bidder for £1,800. Its pre-sale estimate was £500 to £600. The book contains 17 short stories featuring Biggles and his loyal sidekicks Algy, Ginger and Smythe. It was published in 1932 and was the first of almost 100 books written by author William Earl Johns, a pilot who learned to fly in Norfolk and usually wrote under the pen name W.E. Johns. His Biggles tales were wildly popular in their time and are still fondly remembered by many enthusiasts.
Volunteers who helped to turn a partially derelict post office and sandwich shop into a thriving centre for the community have just celebrated their 2,000th hire. The stage in St Augustine Street was set up in 2012 by a group of people who live and work in the area. They have breathed new life into the empty building and sparked what the centre manager calls a mini renaissance. They were visited by Norwich's Lord Mayor, David Fulman, as they marked hitting the 2000th hire landmark. The stage was launched in July 2012 as a not-for-profit hireable community space run entirely by local volunteers, helping to spark a mini renaissance on the street. The work they have done means the centre has two adjoining rooms with a large kitchen area. They've also installed broadband and made it fully wheelchair accessible.
Two London drug dealers invaded the property of a vulnerable Norwich woman and used it as a base to sell cocaine and heroin, a court heard. Jamal Uddin, 27, and Shadur Rahman, 24, both from London, were caught at the flat in Albert Place, Norwich, after the frightened woman confided to her support worker that her flat had been cuckooed by a gang selling drugs, Norwich Crown Court was told. John Livingston, prosecuting, said the support worker told police what was happening, and when police raided the property on August 17th last year, they found Uddin and Rahman at the flat and recovered 35 wraps of cocaine with a street value of £350 and 24 wraps of heroin worth about £240. Police also found £180 in cash and mobile phones, which contained drug dealing messages. Both men pleaded guilty to possession of Class A drugs with intent to supply. Uddin was jailed for 3 years, 6 months, and Rahman, who appeared via video link from prison where he is serving 5 years, 10 months, was jailed for 14 months, which he will have to serve at the end of his present sentence.
And now to our feature, written by Derek James. From the outer reaches of the Wild West to the execution grounds of China, and from tropical jungles to frozen Siberia, John Sheepshanks was a man who travelled the world before heading for Norwich Cathedral. Here is Sarah Lusher to tell us more about this extraordinary man.